Hi, everyone. Welcome to another episode of OEM TV. I'm Eric Mills. I do Windows Server Marketing at Microsoft, and I'm joined today by Matthew Bourrier from Lenovo. How's it going, Matthew?
Very well, thank you. Good to be here.
All right, great. Thanks for being on the show. This is going to be an awesome show because we're going to get to talk about storage and specifically software-defined storage. It's a big topic. People spend a lot of money on storage, and they're always looking for new ways to achieve more with less. So a lot of good content here. So Matthew, can you tell us what you do at Lenovo?
Well, I've been in Lenovo for over 6 years now, and the past 3 years I was based in Taipei as a product manager, where we designed the hardware that's used today on S2D. And for the past few months, I'm based in Santa Clara in California as a product manager within the engineered solution.
Okay. Great. A lot of good stuff we can talk about here. You mentioned S2D, that Storage Spaces Direct. We're going to get into that. But before we do, can you just talk a little bit about Lenovo servers, their position in the market, and just, you know, how they achieve the really good performance and reliability numbers that you do?
Well, it would have to be a long talk, and based on the history, as most of people know, Lenovo bought a division of IBM SystemX a few years back. So we have a really long history of high quality, of high performance servers in the market. We've been, over the last few years, reaching the most reliable servers awards in the market for I don't know how many quarters in a row. So that's really good. We're getting really good feedback from our customers on this one. We have several servers from the two-socket 3650 M5, from the four-socket and onward, that have achieved top records in terms of performance in many different workloads. So we have a really good position in the market to serve from really small customers to really major data centers, and we're doing good so far.
Nice. Well, I know you've absolutely been an awesome Microsoft partner, and I'm really excited about some of the stuff we're going to talk about here today. Can we talk about software-defined storage a little bit? And, you know, what benefits does that give a customer? You know, from my perspective, it really allows a customer to reach a whole new point of value in that they get so much raw capacity and so much performance for such a small amount of money. So there's definitely an economic benefit, but I also see just a flexibility benefit as well. But from your perspective, why do you think people are so interested in software-defined storage?
Well, if you think about it, if you compare to having a RAID card and multiple drive-in-one servers, you always have that single point of failure with that single server. So software-defined infrastructure and Storage Spaces Direct is bringing you the way you can have the performance, the capacity of multiple servers, multiple storage points, and bring on top of that the reliability that you would have by putting those nodes across different racks, different locations. So you're bringing a way to re-expand your storage based on what you need today and what you will need tomorrow in a very efficient and secure fashion.
Sure.
Customer love that.
Yeah, makes sense. And do you think of software-defined storage as a technology that it's only for, you know, large enterprise customers, or can small and medium businesses take advantage of this as well?
It goes both ways. If you look at a major corporation that have not only a big data center where they're going to have full rack of storage because they have so much data, big data, all this IoT, Internet of Things coming on board, you want to have massive amount of storage. But at the same point, they will have remote office, a small location, a bank, or a fast food chain. They need to have some amount of compute and storage in that remote location. That's the term where we can go robo, remote office locations. That's where you want to go from two nodes S2D to on the other side to the enterprise. We're going to have full rack 15, 16, and beyond that in terms of S2D solutions. So we cover that.
Right. So last time I checked, people were not deleting any data. Their storage needs grow and grow and grow. And even for a small company, it really adds up fast. And And when you look at traditional storage methods, you know, be it with, you know, just internal drives in RAID with RAID in the server, or stepping up to SAN, a storage area network, the costs can really start adding up quickly as your data grows. And so that's, you know, one of the key reasons why people are so interested in software-defined storage. Now, you've mentioned S2D a couple of times. So that's Storage Spaces Direct. That's the new technology in Windows Server 2016. You know, before S2D, we had just normal storage spaces, which was in Windows Server 2012 R2. But with Windows Server 2016, it really takes it to the next level. Can you talk a little bit about how Lenovo uses S2D in your new storage offerings?
So what we're working, and we've been working with you in Microsoft to really have our hardware tested, validated in your location, in your labs, to make sure that your product, Windows Server 2016 Data Center Edition, with that software offering and our hardware work perfectly together. And we are building configuration that are available for our channels to purchase very easily. We are adding a deployment tool to make sure that our channels can really install and deploy that into the customers very easily and more conveniently they would do without it. So it's a way for us to support our customers in growing and expanding over the next few years, when they're going to be able to add one new node or two or three new nodes and bring them, even as of today, better performance, better efficiency, lower cost, more resiliency into their storage solutions.
Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, people in the know in the storage industry have been looking at software-defined storage and talking about it more and more. And now that we have S2D, Storage Spaces Direct, and we're starting to see offerings, it's a really exciting time. As you mentioned, you know, the requirements to do S2D from a Microsoft perspective are you need Windows Server 2016 Data Center Edition. So this is not in Standard Edition. It's not in any other edition. You need Data Center Edition in order to do S2D. But from a hardware perspective, Matthew, what are the options that people have, and you know, what are some of the requirements of the hardware?
Well, we've been looking at the most efficient platform or hardware platform we could use for Storage Spaces Direct. And it's really based today on our X3650M5, our most reliable machine and adaptable machines. And within this one, we've built different configuration for more entry to really high performance versions of those configuration that would match different customer needs. And you need to look into it as not only the amount of storage you can need, but how much storage tiering, hot data, cold data, how much of this you will need into your AI actual needs. That's some of the things where we need to have those different steps and different configuration to have available for our customers.
Right. And so the tiering that you talk about has to do with the difference between the traditional drives and the SSD drives. Is that right?
That's correct. Between spinning drive to flash drives, where the memory is going to be faster to be accessed and have these in and out and better high ops to have on that. On top of that, one of the really interesting things that Microsoft have been looking at with Storage Spaces Direct, some other technologies they've brought are DMA, that where the networking itself is going to be a lot more efficient than some of the also base networking solutions, really making things easy with SMB3 from that networking and a few other things. What I really enjoyed, it was the way within Storage Spaces Direct, we can have access to different, I'll say, consumption modes between disaggregated or hyperconverged. That's a lot of major terms that really are getting customers' attention these days. Having the choice between those two, hyperconverged, is really major in the market these days.
Right. So can you talk through that a little bit? What's the difference between hyperconverged and disaggregated?
If you look at it, the major difference is going to be hyperconverged, where you're going to have, well, a cluster. Same thing in both cases, cluster of 3, 4, 5, 10 nodes. But in hyperconverged case, the compute part and the storage part are actually hosted on the same nodes. Disaggregated, you're going to have a cluster of storage node on one side and then a cluster of compute node coming on the other side. Yeah. So depending your needs, you would go for one or the other options.
Right. Makes sense. So S2D supports both configurations, giving the customers a ton of flexibility. So so Lenovo now has some new offerings around S2D. Can you talk about what those offerings are?
So we've created, as a partner of Microsoft, we're able to provide our customers not only with hardware, but also with the data center edition, the Windows Server software, the OS. With that, we've created those three configurations, one which is really purely on more entry configuration with more hard drive capacity. We have a medium configuration that goes on top, and where you have a mix of hard drive and SSD for that tiering. And we have a third version that has an even higher performance and even more SSD capacity that's going to be really an ultra performance solutions that would match many customers' needs. And we'll go beyond that. We can adapt those configuration based on the customer that wants a slightly smaller, slightly higher hard drive. We have that ability. We've tested, and we can really support our channels and our customers to really find the configuration that fits exactly what they need.
Nice. So from my perspective, when I think about, you know, who would be a good customer for these types of bundles, there are a lot of different people. I mean, it's really high performance, low cost, and an incredible amount of flexibility and the ability to grow that these solutions are going to make available, which is really cool. That's what you're looking for from a storage perspective. And, you know, when we talk about the technology just a little bit, the servers can see across the hard drives in the solution. And the solution that you deliver has you know, all the hardware, has all the software. It's validated and certified from Microsoft and Lenovo. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Nice.
That's one of the great things. That's the way within those cluster of, let's say, 10 nodes, you're going to be able to create virtual machines on top and have those virtual machines access the storage and share the storage from not only one node, but any of those 10. So if you have a workload that you want to host on a virtual machine, that's going to need a lot of really hot data, a lot of SSD that you would not fit into a single node. With S2D, you're going to be able to host it and have access to all the SSD drives that would be hosted on any of those 10 node clusters. Or the other way, if you want more colder data that you put more on a hard drive with those 10 node cluster, you would be able to put that colder data across those multiple nodes.
Right. Yeah, and that's really exciting stuff. I mean, we've really not had the capability to do this before. And the nice thing about it is it's all built on industry standard servers, industry standard hard drives, industry standard operating system. There's no, super proprietary, high dollar, high margin stuff in this. It's just built with common parts, and that's going to save customers a ton of money. And they'll just be using, you know, common Lenovo servers, hard drives, and a Microsoft operating system to achieve this really high performance at a really low cost. So really exciting. So Matthew, when are these offerings going to come out?
So as of today, I'll say people can already buy them. That's the good thing. Oh. The certification process from Microsoft has been is in progress, so we'll be able to announce it very shortly. But as of today, we've already tested and we have made proof of concept in many customers in all over the world, and we're getting really good feedback on how it works and how happy and how much they're benefiting from that technology. And if a customer wants to come to us today or tomorrow and say, hey, can you help me with S2D? We can already do that. We already have the experience from our development team to work on that.
Okay, great. Well, if people want to learn about your S2D solutions, where should they go? How can they find out more?
Well, very easily. They can go onto the Lenovo.com website and look, we have white papers, we have reference architectures available for them to study. Those configurations are already showing up into our configuration tools, so they can really actually see what's inside, what's the hardware that's behind it, and they can actually order it very easily.
Nice. All right, great. Well, that's exciting stuff. Matthew, thank you so much for your time today. I'm sure we're going to get a lot of interest from an S2D audience out there that wants to reach new levels of, you know, capacity and performance at a really low cost. So thank you so much for coming on the show to talk about software-defined networking, software-defined storage, and Lenovo servers. Everyone else, we'll see you next time on OEM TV.